Morale, Rava, and Rava.
So we did Rava yesterday. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Rava, my time alone, my Karov. See the Gemara inside. All right, go ahead. See the Gemara.
Rava, my time alone,
why does Rava not hold like Rava? Go ahead. Right. So what's this tying in? In other words, if you hold that the whole point is signatures, that they're good and not forged, why do you need B'fanei Nechtav, right? There's no point having B'fanei Nechtav. All we care about is the signatures. There's no reason to have it at all. Go ahead. Oh, so you see from here that what? There's a requirement to have Lishma. Not just the Chesimas, but even what? The Chesiva. Everything's got to be done Lishma. Okay? Everything's got to be done Lishma. This is the sheet of what? The sheet of Rashi. Okay? So the Gemara wants to say. Go ahead. Wait, I'm sorry. We skipped. Let's go back. We skipped. Rava, my time alone, Karaba. We skipped the whole, you had said that? I'm sorry, yeah? Okay, let's start again. Start again from Rava, my time alone, Karaba. We skipped the whole block of Gemara. Go ahead. Now, so if you hold the requirements of Lishma, then what? You should have Lishma part of the what? Part of the statement. You should say the statement. Go ahead. So Rabbi says, you're right. In reality, you should what? You should have the word Lishma in there. That was the Iker Takana. Go ahead. Oh, but if you add a word, a guy's going to cut it off, right? If you add a word, this guy's going to cut it off. Go ahead. So now that you have two words, also you're going to cut it off, right? So what's Gemara's answer? One of three you will cut off, one of two you won't cut off. The last time I checked, the funny neftim is four words. Right? The last time I checked, the funny neftim is how many words? Four words. So what does Gemara mean? Gemara means that you look at it as two sets. Two sets of two. So one of two you're not going to cut off, but one of three you are going to cut off. Okay? That's what the Gemara answers. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Read the Rashi. Go ahead. Asil Amigze. Avlad Mamzer. So what does Rashi say? If you don't say the whole thing, you got a problem. Because anyone who changes from the coinage that the Chum enact, the kid is considered to be a what? The kid is considered to be a Mamzer. Now, is that a Mamzer D'Oraisa or a Mamzer D'Rabbanan? Gotta be D'Rabbanan, because the whole thing is a Takana. So it cannot be a Mamzer Min HaTorah. It has to be a Mamzer Min D'Rabbanan. It cannot be a Mamzer Min HaTorah, because he didn't fulfill a Takana Sechamim. So by not doing a Takana Sechamim, we assume the Vlad becomes a what? A Mamzer what? Mamzer Min D'Rabbanan. So Rashi says that if the stakes are very high, that if you have a formal takana to do and you don't do it, the kid is going to be a mamzer. Now I wanted you to see the Rashba here. The Rashba asks Akasha on Rashi, the Gemara later on, this statement of Kol Nishanim Mabeya, Shetovu Chachamim Avlad is a mamzer, this statement is only a Libet Reb Meir. There is a machloikis to Reb Meir in the Chachamim as to whether Kol Nishanim Mabeya Shetovu Chachamim is the Vlad a mamzer or not. So the Vlad is a mamzer according to Shitas Reb Meir. The Gemara asks like this on Hamid base. And the Rashba asks, why would Rashi be masper to Mishnah like who? Like Reb Meir. Why would you want to establish Rashi? Why would Rashi want to be masper like Reb Meir? The Gemara says later on Gimel Amud Beis, that according to Rabba, the Mishnah is not Reb Meir. The Mishnah is only the Rabbanan. So if the Mishnah is only the Rabbanan, the Kash is very, very strong. Why does Rashi here establish, and this is the Rashi put the mask of Rabba Bedit. I think I wrote a hand, but there's a mistake. It's on Daf Gimel. On Gimel Amud Av, the mask of Rabba Bedit, listening to Achim, a fashionably, the Russell and Migzai. Why does Rashi say it's a Libet or a Meir? This is the Rashba's kasha that he asks on Rashi. Why would you want to say that? Okay. So the Yisra Bracha suggests right off the bat that you're right, the Chachamim say the kid is not a mamzer, but that you do have to get divorced from the second husband. You would have to get divorced from the second husband. So even though our Mishnah is not going like Reb Meir, but the bottom line is that if she would get remarried with such a get and the Fanenechta was not said, the kid might not be a mamzer, but we won't let her stay with the second husband. So even according to the Chachamim, there is some type of punishment for not doing the thing correctly. Okay? So that's what the Yisra Bracha wants to suggest. However, Lamaisa, the Rashba goes ahead and argues on Rashi and says that the Rashba says we can explain this, Lamaisa, according to the Chachamim as well, like the Yisra Bracha said, and maybe the kid won't be a mamzer, but the get will be puzzled with the Rabbanan, and therefore she'll be forced to divorce the second husband. So the Yisra Bracha already is mechavin to the Rashba. Even though the Rabbanan say the kid won't be a mamzer, but the get is puzzled. And since the get is puzzled, she won't be able to stay with what? She won't be able to stay with the second husband. So that's a machlokes we have between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Okay? This is what the Rashba wants to say. Now, the question is it possible to suggest the following? And this is maybe what Reb Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say. Maybe Rashi never meant to say that Mishnah was a Levit or a Meir. He just meant the Lashon of Reb Meir. In Aaron, when you read the Rashi, does Rashi say Reb Meir? No. So maybe, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, that you could suggest the following. That we never meant, Rashi never meant to say that Mishnah is a Levit or a Meir. All they meant to say is the following, is that he quoted the Lashon of Reb Meir. But the Mishnah can go according to the Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, the get is possible. So in other words, we could say that even that's what Rashi meant. Rashi never said Reb Meir, even though that is the statement of Reb Meir, but what he meant to say is if you deviate from a takana of the chum, the get will be possible. Okay? So maybe we can read into the words of Rashi as well. But the truth is, the Rashba takes this a step further. Okay? Let's get this. And the Rashba says, why aren't we misake? Why don't we be misake that the man should say before a nechlef lishma? What's the big deal? If he cuts off the word lishma, we'll ask him. This is what the Rashba asks. He says, let us be misake, and the guy says, before a nechlef lishma. Before a nechlef lishma, before a nechlef lishma. And if he doesn't say lishma, so we'll ask him. What's kefirlich? And the Rashba says, even according to Reb Meir, you think according to Reb Meir, it's a done deal? The Gemara says later on, if you give the get without saying before a nechta, what did we mention? We mentioned it in the first week. You can take the get back, right? Say before a nechta, and re-give it. So even according to Reb Meir, it's not a bad problem, right? Even according to Reb Meir, it's not a big deal. The flaw is only a mamzer when you don't fix yourself. But if you fix it, it's fine. So this is a great kasha the Rashba asks. Let us still be misaking to say before a nechta lishma, before a nechta lishma. I have the guy, this guy is, he cuts off the lishma, ask him, was it written lishma? And he'll tell you. And even according to Reb Meir, it's not like it's a done deal if you gave the get without before a nechta. You can re-give it back. And then give it. So the Rashba says the following tirutz. I want you to get this. The Rashba writes the following. The Rashba says that if he says b'fanei nechtov and he forgets the word lishma, then that makes him different than all the other people that say lishma. And we're choshish that it wasn't written lishma. You'll ask him, you know what he'll respond? He'll lie. We don't want to set up a guy to fail. And therefore, we don't do this whole takana at all. In other words, the Rashba says, okay, if he forgets the word lishma, what's going to happen? Ask him. You know what's going to happen? Oh, he's going to say, oh, man, I'm different than all the other guys. All the other guys say, lishma, and I didn't say it. I better counter myself and I'll say it. So it's like you're setting up the guy to fail, and therefore we can't trust him when you ask him if he's written lishma. This is the chiddush of the Rashba. This is the chiddush of the Rashba. Oh, now, Lamaisa, go ahead now, One sec, Yossi. Read on Vayter Narashis, okay? This is the Rashi Yossi pointed out a few weeks ago. Go ahead. Lo Gaya, I'm sorry, read the word here. Go ahead, Rashi. Chad. Excellent, go ahead. Excellent. Okay, now look at this next Rashi. Go ahead. Now, who is that Lashitasa with? Where did Rashi say that earlier? Excellent. Very good. Go ahead. We'll ask him Palmer what? Excellent. Inami? Oh, who said that? Tosfos said that, right? On Beis and Beis. So here Rashi's saying both approaches. Okay? I don't know if it's stereo, but Rashi's entertaining both possibilities. Go ahead. What's he saying in that, Rashi? He's answering what I asked you. He's saying, really, in reality, Fanech was four words. So if three you're going to mess up, aren't four for sure. What is he answering? He's saying, no. Each set is a set on its own. It's two and two. And therefore you're not going to mess it up. That's what Rashi's answering that kasha. That it should be four words. No, you don't view it as four words. You use it two and two. Okay? Oh. Now the Divrei Yecheskel writes as follows. Beautiful. Rashba's kasha. What was the Rashba's kasha? Let's make the guy say b'fanei nechta lishma. How do you articulate that kasha? You can articulate that kasha one of two ways. What are the one of the two ways? According to the pshat of stumble lishma, what's the kasha? The kasha, the Gemara should say explicitly lishma. Okay? I want you to get this. Let's get this. There's, if you hold like the Tosfos at the second day in Rashi, that it was b'stumble lishma, that we assume it's written lishma, then what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara was asking, you should what? You should have to make him say the word lishma. Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the Rashba's kasha on that? The Rashba's kasha on that is that we still should be misakin that he says lishma, and if he cuts it off, we'll tell him, we'll ask him. In other words, exactly what we just said fits beautifully. Well, the way we interpreted the Rashba is exactly the way the Gemara will work if you say lishma, mistoma kamasa. Mistoma kamasa means the Gemara asks, well, if it's mistoma kamasa, you should say the word lishma. Okay, the Gemara said, no, you're going to cut it off. So the Rashba says, big deal. He cuts it off, we'll ask him. But if you interpret the pshat is that we'll ask him, lefi perusho of shailinan le. According to Rashi's first shita and Rashi and Beis Mabes, Shailin Lay, what's the kasha to Gemara? What's the kasha to Gemara? That you should say the funny neck of lishma without even asking it. And therefore what? The takana would be that we don't what? The takana would be that we don't ask him. The takana would be that we don't ask him. In other words, if you take the approach as Shailin Lay, then what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, we should what? We should make a takana that we don't have to ask him at all. And then if he messes up, then we'll ask him. If he messes up, the takana should be, don't ask. The question of the Gemara is, we should make him say b'fanei nechta lishma without even asking him. That's what we're driving at, Lamaisa. We should make him say b'fanei nechta without even asking him. And then the takana would be, don't ask him. The takana would be what? Don't ask him. Don't ask him at all. That would be the takana. Because we're coming from the approach again. What are the two? What are two shittas of Rashi? Whatever you say, b'fanei nechta, according to Rava, we want to discern it's written lishma. How do we do that? How do we discern it's written lishma when you say b'fanei nechta? So what were the two approaches we said? According to Rashi, it's no problem. Conversation, right? We'll ask, based on we'll ask him, and he'll answer. The second approach, according to Tosfos, Rashi now has it himself, that it's automatic. Okay? So you have those two approaches in your mind. So how do you interpret the Gemara's kasha? What was Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, according to Rava, why does Rava not like Rava? I already read very nicely. Why does Rava not hold like Rava? Because why? It should have said the word lishma. How do you interpret that kasha? How do you interpret that kasha? Plug it in according to both the approaches. What is the kasha according to both approaches? The approach of mistoma lishma is that you should say it. We should make him say it. The question was, we should make him say it. And the Rashba says, and that's what the Rashba says, Lamaisa. What is Gemara's answer to that? What's Gemara's answer? We make him say it, he's going to cut a word off. Rashba's so big deal. You'll ask him. You follow me, you'll ask him. Again, the first approach we're working is, when you say b'fanei nechta lishma, we assume his stomach is written lishma. We assume it's bestowed. So the Gemara then say it. The Gemara will cut it off. So the Rashba then says, what? So ask him if he cut it off. It'll answer you. That's according to the approach of stumble lishma. Please get it. 1 second, Eita. That's according to the approach of stumble lishma. What's the other approach? The other approach is, we always ask him. We always ask him, right? The other approach is we always ask him. So what was the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is, what's the kasha of the Gemara? Let him say it so we don't have to what? Ask him. Let him say it so we don't have to ask him. Meaning that the cut will be, don't ask him. I want you to get this. You can skim by this point. Again, Nachamol, according to the second approach, how do you discern whether it's written Lishma or the Shulis of Mechon and Nachamon? What does Rashi say? It prompts a conversation based on asking. He says yes. So based on that, now what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara's asking, don't ask him. Just make him say the word Lishma. So the Takana, according to that, is don't ask the Kasha. Don't ask him the Shaila. And Lamaisa, if he cuts off, and we would have to ask him, that would be Mishaneh Mishitavu Chacham. I'm just saying, you got to read the Gemara's Kasha in two ways, according to Rashi. Rashi's both approaches, Tosis says one. Okay? This is what we're pointing out. Okay? Again, Nachamo. Lafida Rashba, and that's the Kiddush. The Rashba has the great Kasha, and the Rashba says, Lamaisa, that what? He says that if he cuts off the word Lishma, you'll ask him. Problem is, when he answers, he's a liar. We can't trust him. That's what the Rashba said himself. So we're just taking that a step further, and this is what the Dibbi Yecheskel says. Well, how did you learn the Kasha of the Gemara that Aaron read so nicely? Rabba doesn't only Rabba because you say the word Lishma. If you hold stumble Lishma, whenever you say the front and neck, you assume it's Lishma, so what's the Kasha? Don't do stumble Lishma. Have him say it. Have him say it. So the Gemara answers the mice, if you have him say it, he'll what? If you have him say it, he'll what? He'll forget. He'll forget to say it. So Garashma then says what? Ask him. He'll lie. Excellent. How do you plug in the kasha now if it's what? How do you plug in the kasha if it's what? If it's Shalim and Lay? So what was the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara says, don't ask him, make him say the word. So the Gemara says, and the takana is, don't ask him. And if he has to say it and he gets cut off, then we're finished. Then you're asking him. The takana was not to ask. See, that's very interesting. In other words, the Takana was a funny thing when we'll ask him was a written Lishma. Why ask him? Just let him say the word Lishma. And if he cuts off the word, it's done, finished. Because the Takana was not to ask. You can't save yourself by asking. The Takana Badafka was not to ask. So once you messed up, you're messed up. That's a finish that I want to bring out. It's a beautiful way of reading the Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? If you hold Shailin and Lay, ask him the question, the Takana was don't ask him, make him say the word Lishma. And if he cuts the word off, done, you're finished. If you hold Mistama Lishma, then the Kasha was, why assume that it was Lishma? Have him say it. Have him say it. If he cuts it off, then the Rashba asks what? Ask him. And if he answers, well, we can't trust him. He'll be a liar. So that's the chat of my in the Gemara that I want you to get. That's the first mouth you got. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead. Because according to Rashi, the Shailimile, that data, how do you discern when a guy says before enough is written Shema? It's going to prompt the conversation. He's going to ask him, he's going to answer yes. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Gemara says, don't ask. Don't ask. Let him say the word before enough is written Shema, before enough is written. But what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is he's going to cut off the word. Once he cuts off the word, then that's going to force us to ask. But the Takana was not to ask. So once you force him to ask, that you're doing Mishana, Mitakana Shetavu Chacham. The Chacham's Takana was not to ask. And therefore it's finished. I'm just saying, the Rashba's whole approach works well with the old stumble of Lishma. If the old stumble of Lishma, then you have to come to Rashba's answer that you can't ask because he'll be a liar. According to the approach of Shailin and Lay, that's the actual flat answer. Yes, I'm saying if you plug in the Rashba wasn't working with Shailin and Lay, but if you would take the Rashba's approach with Shailin and Lay, you're done. Exactly. Once you ask the question, you're done. You don't have to come on to the Rashba's answer, that if he answers, he's a liar. You don't even have to come on to that. Very well said. Yes. You don't have to come on to answering that question. Once you ask the question, you've broken, you've deviated from the words of the Chacham, and therefore the plot is a mantra. So I want you to get this. There are two ways to read this Gemara, okay? Lo Gaius. What's the Lashon of Gemara? Gaius. Chanamiklas Gaius. What is Chanamiklas Gaius? Meaning he's going to not say the word Lishma. Ask the Rashba. Let him ask him. That's a case of stone Lishma. Going with the approach to Lishma. Ask him. He'll answer yes, but he's a liar. But if you hold the what? Shailin and Lay, what is Chanamiklas Gaius? The Takana was not to ask him. That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, oh, how do you know it's the son of Lishma? Rashi says, who asked him? Ask him. No, the Takana is just have him say the word Lishma so you don't have to ask. What if he cuts the word off? Ask him. You can't ask him because the Takana was not to ask him. That's the four. You follow me? That's the four by the Lachs of Lachs. Yeah, go ahead, son. Because once you make a uniform policy that you have to say the funny enough of Lishma, and that's a regulation, and you forgot that word. You know how sometimes, unfortunately, guys lie, especially when they want to cover themselves. You're boxing the guy in. No one's going to make a mistake if he only has two words. Three words is already too much, and you're setting him up to fail, like we said. If he doesn't say the key word, you know, it's written Lishma. That was the key word. Three words is too much. I'm not saying the guy has to be a Russia governor, but everyone's, you know, if you make yourself, you know, you make yourself a mistake, and you get caught, God forbid, driving, let's say, without your seatbelt. I'm not saying that's for sure prohibited. You should never do that. And it's probably, I'm not saying you should do this, but if the policeman stops you and say, oh, you were, and I'm saying this is, it's probably a checker also. There's no doubt a checker. You say, oh, I was about, my arm had an arm ache. You know, I couldn't, or it's twisted, or it's broken. Okay, that is still checker, but maybe, who knows? You know what I'm saying? You're setting the guy up to fail. But I'm just saying the whole shtickle turn of Rashba works well with the stone of Lishma. If it works with Shailin Lake, it works even more beautifully. You don't even have to answer. Once you ask the question, it's done. You don't even wait for an answer. You'll declare to get a puzzle, literal butter. Yeah, Yitzi, go ahead. We gotta, yeah, go ahead, real quick.
Why, if we say he forgets that word,
yeah,
we just to say, oh, so ask him now. We just said, that's the Takana not to ask him. And that was the Takana not to ask.
Yes.
So that, why can't we just say that that's only like the Chatzila? Right, well, you don't want to ask him. But now that he's
the whole premise of calling the Shana, Mimbabeya, Shetabu Chachamim, doesn't work with the Chachilas. It's bad. If you mess up, you've done something bad. That's the whole chiddush of Kol. I'm glad he asked me that. That's Kol Mishana. There's no Indian of the Chachimis. It's not. This Din de Rabbanan is very serious. Okay? Very serious. You mess up, the get is possible. There is no Indian of the Chachim. Okay, but the evidence is Kashrim in a Torah, but the Rabbanan is possible. Remember we had this phrase somewhere else last year? What context? I mean, it's... remember what Dach was? Dach Meh. I think it was Kol Mishana. Kol Mishana Mimabeh Shetov Kol Mikrochis. What? Binyamin Reya. Right, Binyamin, when he broke the bread, Baruch Rabbana Ahai Pita. Remember we had to deal with Mem Lamedes. Okay? Yeah, Yasser, real quick. And then, go ahead.
The whole answer is Rashi basically is saying that
he seems to be going with the approach of the stone. I would agree with you. He's going with the approach of the stone. Okay, I would agree with you. I agree with you. I think the Rashi was going very well with the stone, not Shailin. I would agree with you. Because then you don't have to come out of the territory about anything about it. You're right. Yes, you're right. No, he himself was being master Lamaisa Lafi Mustafa Lishmai. Maybe that's what forced Rashi. I mean, Yossi asked that, you know, he said, why this, like I said, it wasn't a stira, but it's a good point now, maybe Yossi. Why is Rashi all of a sudden bring in that second shot? Because the Gemara, you know, then you have the Rashi's shot. That if you ask him, he's a liar. I'm just saying, if you say the middle of Shailin, you don't even get to that. That's all. It's not a stira in Rashi. He's just exploring all the possibilities. Yeah, Ethan, go ahead.
I would say that there is a situation where whatever we ask him, whatever comes up
through
it, we'll
just
ask him, right?
No. What if the stumble was told to some amazing base is that you don't have to prompt the conversation.
You have to.
Exactly. So if I hear the word Lishma, I assume it's Lishma. Right. So the Gemara asks then say the word Lishma.
Right, fine. That's what I'm saying. If it already
implies
Lishma, why would we have to say Lishma?
Because Tosus already said in Bezim and Bez that since the Iker Takana was the Shema, say the word.
All right,
it's like Iker Chasim and Asayim.
We have to still good.
because you still don't know. You still don't know. Once you make the takana, right, you want to know, lamais. The ikar takana is you're supposed to say the word. Now that you forgot the word, then we start getting worried. Okay? All right, very well. Oh, that's the first mile. Let's go now. We've got a lot to see. All right, real quick.
Just back in the Gemara, well, why does the Gemara ask, why doesn't Rava hold like Rava that they asked earlier, my binayim, on days?
What's the problem?
They already explained why Rava doesn't hold. They gave
there's three daftunis to Rava. But the Gemara didn't explain why Rava doesn't like Rava, Rava doesn't like Rava. That's a different question. That's just a nafkamina between the two approaches, but it doesn't say why I didn't hold like you. What was wrong with your shita that I didn't like it? This is a different topic. Okay? I mean, ours pointed out good. We had Rabbi Arabiz and Biz, we had Rabbi Arabiz and Biz, and we had three nafkaminas, but the Gemara never analyzed why Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi, why Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi. Now the Gemara is doing that right now. Okay, second approach. Second mahalach. Rashi says, one of three words a person will mess up, will cut off, okay? The Taisa Rosh explains differently. Taisa Rosh is a different hasbro. I want you to get this. He says one of three categories. Ksiva, v'chasima, v'lishma. Doesn't technically mean, I was very happy when I saw this chapter, because, okay, I mean, this is hard. Two and three, okay, that's Rosh's approach. Okay, I hear it. The more words a guy has to say, the more probability it's going to mess one up. That's true. Okay. But the Taisa Rosh says it means three topics. Ksiva, Chasima, and Lishma. And therefore, if you ask him to speak about three topics, we are very concerned that he's going to what? That he's going to mess one of them up. Okay. So this leads us to the Rishash. The Rishash asks, please get this, why didn't they make a Takana Mefanei Nechtav V'Nechtam? Why do you have to say Lefanai twice? Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. Just say Befanai Nechtav V'Nechtam. Rishash has a great caution. So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is that's three words. The Teretz is that's three words. So that works very well if you hold like Rashi's approach, it's an issue of words. If you hold it's an issue of what? If you hold it's an issue of topics like the Taisa Rosh, you can't give that Teretz. Right? And that's a very good caution. Why, if the whole concept according to Taisa Rosh is in Yonim, so why don't you say Befanei Nechtav V'Nechtam? Those are only two topics. We're not afraid of cutting it off. So I don't have an answer for that kasha. If I mean the Rishash's kasha remains a kasha according to the Taisa Rosh. The Rishash has to say Befanei Nechtav V'Nechtam. According to Rashi, that's three words. Last time I looked, higher mathematics, even I could figure that out. Right? What are three words going to mess up? According to the Taisa Rosh, it means three topics. Well, that's only two topics. Rishash's kasha still stands. So we're pointing out that Rashi, Rishash certainly learned up like Rashi. Oh, one sec, David. Now, the Ramah, we all know the Ramah's glosses on Shulchan Aruch, where he writes, I go. What's the Ramah say from the bottom of the tour called? The Dark Emotion. Okay? The Dark Emotion, Simon Kufman Bezo Zion, quotes from the Seder Ageh, who had a suffix. Are you able to write the Befanei Nechtav in English? We're saying English. They called it Laz, Old French. Same thing. Can you write it in another language? Can you say Befanei Nechtav in another language? Okay? So the Dark Emotions, I don't understand. Why shouldn't you be able to say it in whole Lashon? It's not a Mishnah Sota, where there are certain things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, like Rikas Kohanim, right? There are certain things the Mishnah lists off in Sota, not Lamed Beis, but off. They have to adopt to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Why on earth does this have to be written in the Lashon? We had a Prusbol in Hebrew and English. I made sure it was in Hebrew and English, so the guy should understand it. There's no thing the Prusbol's got to be Lashon HaKodesh. So the get, there's no thing the get has to be written in the Lashon HaKodesh. Why can't you write Befanei Nechtav in English? The Seder I get has a suffix. Fret the dark couch, what do you mean? Why should you have a suffix? Oh, you know what the answer is? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, and Simon Kuf Mem Beis, Sivkot Ma Medallin, Kuf Mem Beis, Nichol Skid, Nichol Simon Ezer. The mucker is from our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Three words, he's going to come and cut it off. You try to write Befanei Nechtav in English. Before me it was written, before me it was signed. I already lost the count of how many words that is. That's at least 7 or 8, right? Before me it was written, I can't even count as quick. Before me it was written, that's 5. And before me it was signed, that's 11 words. That's why you can't write it in English.
That's why the Seder Agad writes it.
Beautiful, no? Does he learn like Rashi in our Gemara? That it is an issue of mathematics. And he says, that's why there's a tzad to say you should not write it in English. You should not say it in English. In English.
I understand it.
I was saying, why you can't say it? I'm talking about Shlich saying it. Now we're talking about right. I'm still saying it. It's very interesting. Okay? So that would be why it's a problem, Lamaisa. If someone says it in English, it would certainly come out to cut out all the words, okay? Even though this is what, according to Rabba, but no one argues with this. Just someone might have said to me, like, you know, Aaron read the Gemara very well, but this is within Rabba, right? Rabba would say, why don't hold like Rabba, right? So how did Rabba defend himself? If I had the word, one to come. We don't hold like Rabba. But the theory everyone agrees with, that you'll cut off what? You follow what I'm saying? It's an important point. The theory that you'll cut off a word that everyone agrees with. Okay? But I want you to get this. One second, Mark. This is only according to whose approach? Rashi. Excellent. But according to place on Washington's issue of topics, maybe English should be good. So this is what I want to say. The suffix of the Seder again is who's, not who's right, everyone's right. Everybody with every kind. But what's the shot in the mark? Is it like Rashi or is it like the place on Rosh? Please get this done. That's our hitch. The Seder again suffix. Can you say b'fanei nechtem in English is totally on how you learn the Gemara, like Rashi or like the Taisa Rush? If you learn like Rashi, it'll be 11 words, it'll be possible. If you learn like the Taisa Rush, an issue of topics, it's only two topics. Not a problem. That's the Kiddush that we want to suggest. Okay? That's the suffix of the Seder again. Dr. Moshe says, I don't understand. What's the problem? So we're being master. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Dr. Moshe's Kasha is coming from which approach? Who's he learning what? No, the Dr. Moshe says, why should it be bad? He's holding like a Taisa Rosh. But the suffix of it says maybe Rashi's right. That's what we want to be safe shot. Okay? Alright, that's yes, you're real good. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So it seems like it's more important that you don't cut out something as opposed to understanding. Because they don't have to understand. I mean, if you don't understand that what the Shah is saying, it's because let's say the person only understands English.
Right.
So we don't care if you say it in Hebrew, so it's okay if they don't understand it.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't think necessarily, Yossi is making a good point. We're so worried about cutting off the words. Okay, so you don't do English, do Hebrew. Meanwhile, the guy doesn't understand what he's saying. What you have to say is that we're talking about who? We're talking about the Shliach, right? So it'll be incumbent upon the Dayanim to make sure the Shliach understands what he says. What he says. That's what you have to say. I mean, it's a very good point what Yossi is saying, right? We're so worried about him messing up words, so you make him do Hebrew. We're so worried about messing words, so you can't do English, there's too many words. So make him do Hebrew. You know, he doesn't understand it, right? So my response to that is a very good, excellent point. My response is that the Dayanim will what? We'll explain them what this means. You must say the following words. We're going to tell you what it means, but your formulation has to be in the Takana, and that's it. Okay? What I'm saying to you is, of course he's got to understand. We'll have to make sure that he understands what he's saying.
What about the other?
Hope that there are Talmidei Chachamim there. If they come and know the law, the two Aiden. So we hope that he's going to have to understand. It doesn't mean it's not a lack of understanding. I'm not saying that you don't have to understand. I'm just saying, on the contrary, we're treating the Takana very seriously to the degree you got to say it in Hebrew. You follow what I'm saying? It's a good point. You might have said, "Oh, you see, from here you don't have to understand." No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it highlights the importance of the Takana that has to be formulated exactly like those words. Okay? All right. Yeah, Seth, go ahead. Real, yeah, we got to go by. Yeah, go ahead.
The Dayanim explained what Takana means.
Yes.
But it has to come based in already having been
computed
with what Takana means.
Okay. But you still could theoretically talk about not knowing what the word Takana meant. He knows that he had to understand everything, but maybe he still doesn't know the word defined. He could have a very bright fellow and understands all the particulars, but saying just doesn't know what the word means. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but it's possible. Okay? It is possible. Yeah, Jay, real quick.
So, the Rosh Hashanah says that we don't say it's by Nechel, three words.
Yes.
But if you couldn't find out it's four words.
We said that Rashi answered that. You don't view it as four words. You view it as two words. That's a Rashi's kufa answering that Rashi, okay? You don't view this for. Okay, let's go. All right, Biter. Let's go, we got a lot to see. Biter and Gemara, go ahead. Now let's go the other way, come on. Well, we got to see the Taisim also, let's go. Why does Rabbi not hold like Rava? Oh, if all you care about is the signatures, then why do you need a funny nectar? Go ahead. Excellent. Oh, you see, you need lishmo. On the chasimas and the chasivas. Go ahead. Oh, Rava. I agree with you, Rava says. You really should not need b'fanei nechtav. Go ahead. Excellent. What does that mean? You're going to get confused, and you're going to think that 1A is good enough for getting, and you're going to think, well, other stars, 1A is good. Is that true? L'chlufin means mixed up. How many do you need for other stars? Two. So therefore, Rava says, I need a flag. We're going to call that a hecker. Okay? A hecker. That's what it means. A flag, an indicator that it's different, right? We want an indicator. Go ahead. Go ahead, Art. Very good. So Rava says, what are you talking about? You don't need an indicator. Go ahead. What does that mean? Over there in Shar Stars, if we say Yadinin, are you believed? If two guys say we know the signatures, are they believed? Yes. Here, what do you can say? The Fana. That's enough of an indicator that getting is different. Go ahead. Over there is a woman believed. She's Pasolatus. A woman is Pasolatus. For Kiyum Shars too, even though it's the Rabbana. Here, can a woman say the Fana Nechtav? Yes or no? Yes, we already said that. We're at Dachlof Gimel Mebez. It's a Mishnah getting. On Dachlof Gimel Mebez, but Ferish and Mishnah. She get it down. That's the marker. We already had that earlier, didn't we? Where do we have that a woman brings her own? Tosus quoted it, no? You remember which Tosus? Which Tosus did we see that already? What'd you say? No, that she says Bufanei Nechtav. We already referenced that Mishnah once in Shir. You remember when? We already mentioned that Rashi once. That a woman brings her own get. She could say Bufanei Nechtav, Bufanei Nechtav. You recall? I don't recall right now where we have it. We definitely mentioned it once. Okay. Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. No one recalls where we mentioned that? I don't recall. You don't recall where we had that Mishnah? All right, go ahead. Who's the Baal Dover? The woman. The woman is believed to say b'fanei nechtav. Right here, the Baal Dover is not believed over there in Shar Stars. He's not believed over there in Yitzkim Stars. If I take out a star that says Ari owes me $100,000, am I believed? No, I have to have it verified. Go ahead, next difference. That's it, three differences. What are the three differences? Yadinin defanai, a woman being believed, a woman not being believed, a baldover being believed, a baldover. He says there's three flags. I don't need befanai nechtav. Don't tell me you need befanai nechtav. That's what Rava says to Rava, right? So it must be that, why do you need befanai nechtav, Seth? Because there's a din of lishma, right? Go ahead, what's Rava's response? Oh, so what does Rava say? He says, what are you talking about? The guy says Yadinin Begitin. Would you be believed? If two guys say Yadinin, we gotta get this, okay? We gotta get all the Taisim, okay? It's not that hard, we gotta work at it. What does the Gemara say, black on white? If a guy says Yadinin, two guys say Yadinin, are you believed? Yes, by Gittin. Therefore what? Therefore, what does he say, Rava? Rava says, this is not a what. Those aren't indicators. Those aren't flags. Those aren't heckers. Those aren't heckers at all. Two guys that say Yadinin are believed. So that equates getting Shar Stars. There is no legitimate hecker. The only legitimate hecker is good, says Rava, is what? Bufanei Nechtav. You better believe you need Bufanei Nechtav. If you don't have Bufanei Nechtav, then it's not a good hecker. Now, what's very clear from the Gemara? That's very clear that I want you to get. Nachamo, let's chazer it over. Let's chazer it over. Rava does not like Rava. Why not? Why does he not like Ashita? Because b'fanei what? Rava does not like Rava because you shouldn't need b'fanei nechtav. What was Rava's response? You need b'fanei nechtav for hecker. What did Rava say to that? You already have three heckers. Three heckers. Is that correct? What does Rava respond back to that? What did Rava respond back to that? He told me there's no hecker. That first one is not a hecker at all. Yadanu is belief, I get. Yadanu is nema. Two guys say therefore what? You see that Gittin and Shar Stars are equal because Yadanu is believed by both. People are going to get confused. The only thing that's going to save the day is what? The Fanai Nechtav. Does everyone get that? Yes? Clear? What's glaring from the Gemara? What is glaring that's missing from the Gemara? Seth? Oh, excellent! Rava responded to Rava, those three Hekarim, the first one is bogus. What about the other two? The Gemara doesn't even say anything. Read the Tosis on the bottom. Aaron, Kavan, go ahead. Exactly what Seth said. Why does the Gemara ignore, why does Rava ignore what? Ignore the other two. Go ahead. Exactly, because they're not common. A case of a woman and a Baal Dabar are not common. It is not common that a person what? It is not common that a person brings their own get. Therefore, the issue is an Eid Echad. When an Eid Echad comes, it's kosher, it's asul l'chlufei, and there's going to be a confusion. So I want you to get that. And when you read the Gemara, you should have noticed that. That Rava only was bothered, oh, Rava only responded to the first one about the other two. So it says it doesn't bother him because they're uncommon. So since they're uncommon, there's no way they could serve as a hecker. So then you got to ask yourself further, what did Rava hold? No. I guess Rava said if there's enough possibilities, it's one thing to have one category that's uncommon, but if they have like 50 that's uncommon, that already becomes common in general. You know what I'm saying? And we'll set what? Set get apart. I think that's the issue you have to view it. You follow me? If you have a lot of different uncommon cases, is that enough of a hecker? For Rava, yes, that's enough of a hecker, but for Rava, it's not enough of a hecker. Okay? That's what I think you gotta explain with Rava. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not arguing with Metzius, but there's so many uncommon cases that would set get apart. So Rava says, Lamais, it's enough of a what? It's enough of a hecker. Rava says, no way. Rava says, I'm sorry, they're uncommon, it's not a hecker at all. And therefore you need the funny nechtav to be a hecker. Okay? Oh. Now what also is glaring from this Gemara? What also is glaring from the Gemara itself? What else is glaring from this Gemara? What does the Gemara not say? The Gemara concludes that Rava saves what? Saves himself. But the Gemara doesn't say what Rava's response would be, right? The Gemara does not say what Rava's response is, does it? Rava says, I feel very strongly that there is no hecker between Gittin and Shar Shtars unless you write Mefanei Nechtav. The Gemara didn't say what Rava's response would be. That Tosis picks up on as well, which we'll get to, Bishop. Okay, does everyone hear what I'm saying? The Gemara doesn't say how Rava responds back to that. So it's very important you see that from the Gemara itself, okay? Rava doesn't respond back to Rava's head, but the Adonis believed by both. Well, what does Rava do? What does Rava say about that? The Gemara doesn't say. Okay. Let's see the Taisisim now, okay? Let's see the Taisisim. Go ahead, Aaron. Actually, before the Taisisim, I want you to read the bottom Rashi. Go ahead. Ato. The bottom Rashi, Ato. Last Rashi in the Sugya. Ato Hacha. Oh, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, we'll call that Yadati. Rashi says, a famous Shita here. Rashi holds Yadati is believed. What does Yadati mean? What does Yadati mean? I know. Rashi says a phenomenal chiddush that a shliach echad that says yadati is believed. Tosfos says forget about it. The takon is b'fanai nechtav, not yadati. This Rashi is an amazing chiddush. Shliach echad can say yadati, he is believed. What do you do with kol nishanim and avash atav b'chamim? I don't know yet. I'm not sure how to answer that question. I thought the Tekon was Mephanai. Okay, I want you to keep that kash in mind. And the Yoshua, the Gerish Yeruchim, has this kash on Rashi. Rashi says a phenomenal chiddush here. His Gersh in the Gemara must have been Yadati, not Yadanu. Go ahead, Aaron. Oh, he says Yadati. Why shouldn't he believe? Go ahead. That's a very interesting line. What do you mean, Mal Yodea? What about Kol Mishanah Mitana Shetam Chachomim? That's just, there's no difference. Go ahead. If it was not for having a requirement of Bafane Nechtov, that they have a hacker that is a what serves as a flag, go ahead. Excellent. So therefore we would get confused. So Bafane Nechtov is the hacker. But the sheet that we glean from Rashi, phenomenal Kiddush, that Yodei Adati is believing the Shlicha, which Tyson is going to say is absolutely wrong. Okay? Fine, let's see the Tyson now. Go ahead, Arnold. Aslik Lufle, let's go, we gotta move. Go ahead, Aslik Lufle. Aslik Lufle, the income I take on the inside from the Shlicha, I'm not still Kiddush, I'm not still Kiddush. Oh, what's Tyson's kasha? Tyson says that what? In the beginning of the second parak of Gittin, it says that the shliach says b'fanei nechtov on half the star, and b'fanei nechtov on the whole get. The get is kosher. But if you say b'fanei nechtov on the last half, it's pasul, right? Again, if he says b'fanei nechtov on the first part of the body of the star, and he says b'fanei nechtam, it's good. If he says b'fanei nechtov on the second part and b'fanei nechtov, it's pasul. If the whole purpose of b'fanei nechtov is a hecker, a flag, who cares which part he saw? Should be kosher no matter what. That's Tosfos kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Very good kasha. Go ahead. What's the teretz? Oh, very excellent. There are two parts of a get. You got to know this. There's a toreth and a tofes. The toreth is the ikker part of the get. The name of the man, the name of the woman, this man, that has to be written with shmo. Everyone knows that. The second part is the tofes, which is a standard part in every get, which does not have to be written with shmo. Okay? At least in a Torah, it doesn't have to be written. It might have to be written in a rabbanon. So therefore, it's very possible if you have an audience there, and the audience hears what? Here's the guy say he saw the second half. Everyone knows it doesn't have to be written in shmo, the second half. It shows nothing. And people say the guy's just shooting the breeze, just talking. And therefore they'll assume that what? They'll assume that when he says b'fanei nechtam, he's mekayim the chasimus, and l'may says it's not good, he's going to be asa l'chlufe. People are not going to assume it's mishma. See, if you say b'fanei nechtam on the first half, then people are going to say, oh, that's different. We know it has to be written in shmo. The toface, midiraisa, lo tzarich l'shmo. So you hear a guy say, oh, he saw b'fanei nechtam on the second half, and he said b'fanei nechtam on the signatures, big deal. People are going to see one guy did it, well, one guy will be good by Shar Staris. They're not going to say, oh, he did it because it was l'shmo. It was on the second half. You follow me? So it won't serve as a good hacker. Midiraisa, lo tzarich l'shmo. It will not serve as a good hacker if he only saw the second half of the ksav. It only serves as a good hacker if he saw the first half of the ksav. Because if he saw the second half of the ksav, people are going to say, what is this? He was just shooting the breeze. This doesn't have to be written in shmo. Oh, we'll see, one guy's good for git, one guy's good for the stars. However, if they see the guy say on the first half of the ksav, they know that's lishma. They know get is special. And therefore, they know get is special because it has to be written lishma. Therefore, they'll set get apart from everything else. And that's the chiddush that Tosfos wants to give. Okay, next Tosfos are. Let's go. Acha b'fanai. Oh, now who's saying this statement, Acha b'fanai? Who's saying this statement in the Gemara? Rabba. Rabba is the one who's making the distinctions. So what does Tosfos say? Go ahead. Hakam b'fanai. Nachum, go ahead.
Oh,
שאמר בפן הנעשה הכל.
Okay, stop there. What this Tosfos Pashtus in the beginning is going according to both Rav and Rav. We actually once mentioned this Tosfos. Meaning, when you say Bafanai Nechta, please get this, you have a responsibility. You have an uprise. You don't want to make yourself look like you're a joker. You come back and you're caught lying. If you say before me, it was written before me, a sign, it's a tremendous surprise, made it die. If you just say, Ayadati, I know, that doesn't mean anything. Second later, you can say, oh yeah, I didn't know. That's exactly what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying, Lamaisa, he's saying a tremendous chiddush. Poshup shot is that Tosis is going to leave it to everyone. This is what the Maharam and the Maharam should say. According to everyone, Lamaisa, Yadati does not work. That's what Tosis is saying. According to everyone, Yadati does not work. Okay? According to everyone, the Maharam and the Maharam Shif, rather. The Maharam and the Maharam Shif explain that this line of Tosis, according to everyone, both Rav and Rav. What do you see core from that? Aaron, like you said, that Jesus Tosis is that what? Yadati is not believed. Yadati lo neva. He argues on the Rosh. Okay? This, please get that down. It's part of the beginning of the place. I'll leave it to both Rob and Rob. Bite their art. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. Vim Toymar. Oh, why doesn't Yadati work Laraba Kamola Rob? Go ahead. Okay, now what is this kasha? What is this kasha? Did everyone get this kasha? What is he asking? He's asking, why does Yadati not work according to Rabba like Rabba? Okay, now I want you to get this, okay? I believe that when Tosa says Yadati, he means to say what? He means to say really Yadati. Okay? In fact, the Maharam Shif in the whole Tosa says the Girsha should be Yadadu. Okay? The whole Girsha of Tosa should be Yadadu. And the Maharam Shif says certainly in this Kasha it's Yadadu. Okay? Even if you say Yadati, Lamaisa, even if you say Yadati, what the Maharam explains, he means Yadadu. Two guys, each guy says Yadati. Okay? So the Kasha is, and this is what we have to try to understand is that why doesn't Yadati work Larava? So you have to say because of Lishma. Okay. If you want to say because of Lishma, then Rava, you could ask, why does Rava not hold like Rava who holds Kiyum? And if you hold Kiyum, Yadati works, you need a Funny Nechtov. According to Rava, what do you say? A Funny Nechtov on the writing, and you say Yadati on the signatures. That's fine. Why does Rava not hold like that? Now, what is strange about this Kasha Taisis? So what do you say? What's strange about this Kasha? What is strange about it? What does he ask? He says, why? They should be saying, why does Rava not hold like Rava? Who asked that kasha? The Gemara asked it. No, didn't the Gemara ask this kasha? Tosfos doesn't reiterate the Gemara's kashas. So now it's very bothered by it. Basically, what is Tosfos doing in essence? He's saying, why in essence does Rava not hold like Rava? Just say Adati's good and Funenektiv serves the hecker and finished. Right? No? I mean, but the Gemara already asked that. So that goes back to what I was saying before. You have to read this Tosfos. This Tosfos, and that's what the Maharam says. You see, the Maharam says, it's very interesting. Okay, but Lamaisa, you have to read this Tosfos to end the whole sukkah. Because remember I said the Gemara doesn't respond what Rava would say back? That's what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is asking, what would Rava say back to Rava? Rava said, I have three distinctions between getting and other stars, you don't need a hacker. Rava says, we are talking about it. Yadanu is good by both, right? And the Gemara doesn't say what Rava responds. That's what Tosfos is asking. That's really what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is asking, why is it that Rava, what forced Rava to stick to his guns and not hold like Rava? The Gemara then concludes with Rava with the last word. Well, what's Rava's response to that? So you can get a little bit tricked because the Tosfos is on Dirmas Mahalka Bafana. But really this kasha is after the whole Gemara is finished. After the whole Gemara is finished, that's what Tosis is asking. Okay? That's Tosis Kasha. It's a very good Kasha. It's a strong Kasha. But that's what I want to bring out. The Kasha is after the whole Gemara is finished. The Gemara doesn't say what Rav would respond to Rava. That's in essence what Tosis is asking. Don't say Tosis just asking Gemara's Kasha. Gemara already asked it. What Tosis is asking, when the Gemara concludes, didn't say why Rava didn't hold like Rava. Go ahead. All right. Josh, what did you say? How? That's what he's saying, Josh, when he says, why is it the Adati doesn't work? Because what was Rava's last word? What was Rava's last word? What was Rava's last word? The Adati works. So the Gemara doesn't say, what does Rava say back to that? Why does the Adati not work? That's exactly what Tosis is saying. Except, do you follow me? Tosis is saying, the Gemara didn't respond to what Rava said to that. That's what Tosis is asking. Josh, you follow me? That was Rava's last word. I told, isn't everyone believed to say Adanu? Well, Rava says Adanu is not acceptable. Well, why not? Go ahead, Ari.
Don't worry,
now please get this. If I don't like someone's opinion, okay, I cannot like someone's opinion in one of two ways. Either I like my opinion better, or there's something wrong with his opinion. Okay? What does the Mishnah say over there in the beginning of the second paragraph? It says, if one man says b'fanei nechtam and two guys say b'faneinu nechtam, it's kosher. Yes? According to Rava, is Yadanu good? Yes. Why didn't the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush? One guy says b'fanei nechtam and two guys say Yadanu. The Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush in the second paragraph, according to Rava. Since it didn't, it must show us that Yadanu is bad. So Rava says, aha! I don't like your sheet, the Rava. Yadanu is bad. Now that Yadanu is bad, what's the reason that Yadanu is bad? Because you need Lishma. But it's a chicken and egg. The reason why he didn't like Rav Ashid is because he didn't like Rav Ashid. Because of what the Mishnah should have said in the Kiddush. Now that I know Yadanu is wrong, so why, Taki? Is it wrong? Because you need a din of what? You need a din of Lishma. That's why you need B'fanei Nechtam. Not because of a hecker, but because of Lishma. Because Yadanu is bad. So I'm going to write brackets here. Lefi Tosfos, Rava did respond. According to Rava, Yadanu is Momahani. According to Rava, Yadanu does not work according to Rava. Rava did respond. That is the answer. So up till now we have a machloikis Rava and Rava, whether Yadanu is acceptable. Rava says yes, Rava says no. How does he know the Yadanu is bad? Because the Mishnah should have said it in the second period, and it didn't. So it must be it's bad. Why is it? So then why didn't he be funny enough though? Because of Lishma. Rava's reasoning must be right. Number two would emerge is the machloikis Rashi Taisis, if a Shnei Chet says Yadati or not. Rashi says yes, Taisis says no. Pick it up on that, our next Taisis. Let's go. Go ahead. What'd you say? What do you mean, what's the answer?
No, what is the answer to that? You said,
the answer to what?
No, the fact that it says, the fact that it's...
Oh, so what's the answer to what Yossi asked? You know, what's the answer to protect? How should you formulate it? In other words, how's Rava going to answer that question? According to Rava, it should have said, what would you just say? Yeah, in other words, the Mishnah is just listing cases of a Bafanai. For symmetry reasons, it said Bafanai. That's what you're saying, Seth. Right? Just for symmetry. Mishnah was dealing with Bafanai. It could have said Yadanu, but the Mishnah wasn't dealing with that. It's a very good point. Who asked in Seder? Who asked in Seder? I forgot Bafanai, but someone asked me. We said because of symmetry. John, remember we said that? I forgot in Seder we said. Seth, exactly. It's just because of symmetry you got to say it. Because of symmetry. In other words, it's the Rava's connected. Why didn't it say it? Because it's just one thing with Bafana. Alright, next choices. Let's go. Go ahead. Okay, please get this. Look at Sifis. Go ahead. That was Rashi Shiti and Dati's good. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Alright, but the Gemara said a lashon of Yadanu, which is Rabbim. Go ahead. And it didn't say Yadati. Rashi said Yadati's good. Go ahead. Because it's talking about the Shluchim as a group. Meaning Shluchim in general belief, but it means one guy. It means the group of Shluchim. But in the Chanami, one guy's good. Go ahead. Oh, what does that line mean? As we say, we always don't skim or skip. What does that mean? What does that mean? That Lahan, Lael? Remember, why didn't they list Yadati as a Nafkamina? According to Rashi, Rabbit's good, Rabbit's bad. The Gemara only had three Nafkaminas. So what's his answer? The Gemara's only listing Nafkaminas within Hilchos, the Fonanecha, Fonanecha. You could have listed a lot of Nafkaminas. We're only listing Nafkaminas regarding Hilchos, Fonanecha, Fonanecha. So you follow me? Only, even though what? Even though by saying Yadati is good, you're saying that you don't need Bafanai. You know what I mean? And by saying Yadati is bad, it's saying you need Bafanai. So you could stand on your head and say it somehow fits that category, but the bottom line is not directly in that category, Bafanai. That's what Tyson's saying. Okay? That's what Tyson's saying. Now let me ask you, in what sense does this Tyson contradict the previous Tyson's? A little bit, at least. In what sense does this Tysis contradict a little bit previous Tysis? What would you say? What would you say? What did Tosa say in Bezer and Bez, the first Lefishe and Bikin? What did Tosa ask in Rashi of Shailin and Leif? Please get this down. What did Tosa ask in Rashi? Should we listen to the fourth Daf community? Should we ask him? According to Rabbi, you got to ask him. So you see, within Tosas, he didn't mind adding things on that didn't deal with the funny neck. Because Tosas earlier said, list the one you have to ask. So you see, Tosas was willing to widen the scope. The Nafkamina should cover outside things with the funny neck. That's against this Tosas. What's the answer?
No,
Tosas is speaking here within who? Rashi! Tosas is speaking here within Rashi. So for Rashi, the Nafkaminas were one. Very limited finding that. But for Tosas, he would widen everything. That's why it's not a steer. But I want you to get it down. It's just a bit of a steer, but it's not a problem because you're Tosas speaking within Rashi. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you say that's Tosas Shnasa? Because he says that when you say Lashma, it's Stam Lashma. So when you say the five Nechtav, Nechtav, it's like you're saying Lashma. So you're that Nafkamina, whether you ask him of whether you ask him a shema or not, so that's as if he said, when he says it's five nechtav, according to
Tosas. Yeah, but that's how Tosas solved it, though. But I'm saying Tosas was willing, Yossi, to ask on Rashi and say Shailin
Halev. Yeah. So that is
you're right. Nechtav. I understand, but Tosas solved that with his own shita, but he was willing to ask it. So you see that his approach, it's a good point we're saying, but I'm saying from his kashi, you see that he was willing to extend the scope. You follow me? You're right, it's not a problem, because it's subsumed under one installment. But as a kashi, he was willing to widen the scope. That's against this Tosas, not a problem. This Tosas talking within Rashi. Tosas himself had a wider scope. So if I ask you, what is the scope of the Nafkaminas? Of the three Nafkaminas in the Gemara, what would you say? Constricted? Or are you willing to include as many as possible? What's the answer? Tosas himself is willing to include as many as possible. I'll give you real quick. What else did Tosas include? Shailim and Lane, he saw what else? Remember the two guys? Asuya Beitre? Remember he said, didn't he subsume that in two guys from the Shuk? Remember he said that was part of what? Wasn't there another case that he asked?
Two.
I can't hear you.
Two.
Give two. That was included on, no, Shtar Makuyim. Remember he asked Shtar Makuyim? We got a Chazer, but remember what was one of the other Kashas that those asked? Shtar Makuyim. According to Rav, you don't need Kvanet. According to Rav, you do. What did Tosas say? That was subsumed under Asuya Beitre. So you see, Tosas' whole approach was what? That you should include a lot of other cases. You follow what I'm saying? You remember where that was? You know what I'm talking about. Where was that small Tosas? Shtar Makuyim. Oh, right here. Tosas Kamasko Mai Benayim. Tosas asked a few kashas, right? And that Tosas Mai Benayim was asking, include another case, another case. Tosas' approach was to widen it. Say, here Tosas talk within Rashi, which is a very constricted approach. All right, Mike, go ahead. Aval, let's go.
Oh. What is he bothered by? Bam kasha. Tame is a wonder. It's not just him tomer. That means according to Rashi Shita, the Yadati is believed. Yes? According to Rashi Shita, Yadati is believed. That means the whole Masechta, when it says Befanai, is always lobbed after. Could also be Yadati. That's a bit far-fetched, no? That's why it's a Tema. It's a bomb kasha to say like this. Okay? That's number one kasha. Go ahead. Vote. Your fossil should be fossil. Go ahead. Okay, this was a hard kasha. What was the second kasha? First kasha is Bafana, the homosexual Zavdavka, very difficult. That's number one. That's number two. Okay. Cases as follows in the second parak. Let's get it. Cases, it's a tremendous skittish, but the din is, if you have a man that comes from the shuk, a shliach, let's say, not from the shuk, a shliach delivering a get, he says, b'fanei nechtav on the whole body of the get. Okay? Let's get this. He says, b'fanei nechtav on the whole body of the get. And then he only knows one signature. And he says, what? He says, b'feirish, he saw only one signature. He says, b'fanei nechtav on the one signature. On the second signature, he did not see it signed, but he does know it. He brings another guy from the shuk. Okay? So, basically, let's get it. You have the first signature, first Hasima, Hasima Rishon, is Bafanai Nechtam. Second one, Hasima Hasheni, is, they say Yadadu together. Okay? And of course he said Bafanai Nechtam. Okay. Rava says in the second parak that that's possible. Okay? Pharaoh Shigamar. He asks Tosan Rashi, I don't understand. If you say Yadati yourself, you're believed. Why is it possible in that Gemara? Because 75% of the kingdom has been done by what? The Shaliach. He did 50% by saying Mufani Nechtam, and 25% by knowing after the Chasim Hasheni. That's called 75%. You cannot have a kingdom of 75%. You need 50-50. Why is that? So Rashi says in the second parak, I want you to get the reason why. You have to know the reason why as well. Rashi says his own drasha. It says, Al-Fishnayim, Eidim, Yakum, Dover. 50-50. That's how Rashi makes his own drasha. Okay? Please get it. Al-Fishnayim, the Mashmah, Palga, Puma, the High, Upaga, Puma, the High. That's Rashi's drasha. On Ted Vavum and Beis. I'm sorry, I said Ted Vavum and Beis. Al-Fishnayim, Palga, the High, Palga, the High. 50-50. Therefore, Rava says this is Tosus. We got this? Tosus asks a second kasha on Rashi and asks, why on earth does the... Just ignore this guy, this other guy. The Yadati is believed on its own. It should be treated 100%. Okay, Kasima Shani Yadani. It was the Shliach and a guy from the Shuk. Ignore the guy from the Shuk. Or to Rashi, you don't need the guy from the Shuk. You don't need the guy from the Shuk. So why do you treat it 75%? It should be 100% the Shliach. If he would have said Yadati on his own, he would have been acceptable. I can't hear you. He does. He didn't see it signed, but he knows the signature. Right? That's the difference between Fana and Yadati. Very good. So that's a difference. So that's it's a bomb kasha and Rashi, no? So you know who asked this kasha? Tosa says, Ravashi asked the kasha. The Gemara asked this kasha on Rav. That's what he says, Aaron, when he said that word. He says, even though Rashi explains over here, that was Ravashi's kasha. I forgot the kuntris perish us from the high lot of parach, lay Ravashi, mihi kamini dinu masik ilu, the kuh dibru kosher, chule, mi komokom ain't svar kashi, Rav Tobaka. Okay, Rashi said that was Ravashi's kasha, but Rava still had to have a theory. What did Rava hold?
That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. What on earth did Rava hold? What did he hold? I mean, Tosis is saying, my Kasha, I'm asking now on Rashi, is really Rav Ashi's Kasha on Rava. But the bottom line that Tosis is asking is, you can't, again, like Rava said, Tosis is not asking the same Kasha on Rava. What he's asking is, what on earth was Rava have in mind that it should be bad? Why? What's the happening that Rava thought was bad? Yeah, go ahead, Seth. No, Rava says it is. Rava says it's possible. Then Rav Ashi asks on Rava. You look at the Gemara there. Rava has a shot and the Rav Ashi asks on him. Ask it for Rav Ashi. It's an Amud Beis. It's a fifth Amud Beis on the top. You got this? Oh. It's a strong kasha. So two strong kasha. The whole sefti, you can tell me before I Rav doctor. And number two, what on earth did Rava hold? I want you to get this. See how honest, of course there's not what he's saying. My kasha really asks is what Rav Ashi is, but the question is, what did Rava hold? That's the kasha. It's impossible to say Rava made a mistake. Go ahead, Aaron. Because of these kashas, Tosis argues in Rashi. Go ahead.
Oh.
Tosis says Yadati is bad. One guy says Yadati, you are not believed. Because the Fanai is responsibility. It's an Achrayus. You're never going to lie. Medikai. Yadati, I know. 3 seconds later, I don't know. The guy's not Medikai. Yadati is not believed. One Shliach is not believed. Tosis argues. And when the Gemara says Yadanu are, it meant Yadanu. It didn't mean like Rashi said, Yodeani, Yadati. Yeah, read that last line. And since Yadanu works in both Get and Shashtar, you're in trouble. There's no flag, and that's where Rava says people are going to get confused. That's why you need the Fanai Nechtav. So we have a Machlekes Rashi places. Now, how does Tosis answer his Kasha? So what did Rava hold? No, what did Rava hold? What was Rava's Havamina? What would you say Rava's Havamina was? What do you think Rava's Havamina was? What's the pshat? What do you have to say? What do you think the pshat is according to Rava? You gotta, whenever you have a kasha, Tosis asks Rashi to his own pshat, you gotta say how's own pshat's house. So what do you want to say? You have to say at least Rava in the Havamina held. Rava in the Havamina held that Yadanu was not acceptable. Yadati was not acceptable, rather. Because what did Rava say? 75% bad. What did we ask on Rava? Why is it 75%? If he would have said Yadati, he would have been believed. The answer is no. The answer is, according to Tosi, Yadati is not believed. Yadati is not believed. So since Yadati is not believed, what do you see based on this? Yadati is not believed. So Rava held, and the Havamina, that's why Rava held what he said, and he said Beferish that what? He's saying Beferish that at least what? It's 75%. 50% was on the first signature. And the second signature, two guys got together and they said Yadati. And that's a problem. Why? Well, that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because he's doing 25, comes out, and one guy gets 75%. That's a problem. But Tosis asked on Rashi, you should just ignore the guy from the show. If he would have said Yadati, the second one he would believe. According to Tosis, Yadati on its own is not good. According to Tosis, Shiti, Yadati on its own is not good. Since Yadati on its own is not good, therefore, Rava makes a lot of sense. They get together and say, Yadanu, well, 25% of that was done by the Shliach. That's a chisur. Then Rav Ashi asks and says, well, what's the big deal? What does Rav Ashi ask? You wouldn't need the guy. You wouldn't need the guy. That's Rav Ashi's kasha is. Rav Ashi's kasha is, Lomai, says that if they would have testified on the whole thing and said, B'faneinu Nechtam, if he would have said B'faneinu Nechtam would be kosher. You follow what I'm saying? Again, according to Tosis, what is Tosis Shita? Let's get this. What is Tosis Shita? Yadati is not believed, right? He argues on Rashi. So I'm just, you got to go back and explain. So what did Rava hold? That means what? How does Tosis answer both his kashas? The Fanai and the Homosecht is what?
Dafka. Yadati is not acceptable. That's why it says Bafani all the time. How does Tosi answer this, the second cast of the Esther Rashi, according to his own Shita? What did Rava hold? Rava couldn't have made a mistake. I'll tell you what Rava held. Rava held that Yadati is not good. Yadati is not good. What was the cast that we asked on Rava? We should ignore the second guy. If the guy himself would have said Yadati, he would have been believed according to Rashi. So what's the problem? Don't view it as 75%, view it as 100%. Ignore the guy from the shuk. What's the answer? The answer is according to Tosi, Yadati is not acceptable. So you can't say, oh, if he would have come himself and said Yadati, he would have been believed. He's not believed. So therefore, Rava, what Rava said made a lot of sense. Then the Gemara asks him that, no, it doesn't make any sense. Because you should ignore the guy from the shuk. Because if he would have said, b'fanei nechtam on the whole thing, he would have won, he would have been believed. So just because another guy from the shuk helps him out, that shouldn't make the thing problematic. That's the way you have to read the Gemara, Lamaisa, according to what? According to Tosfos, and that was the Kasha of Rav Ashi.
How does Rashi read that Gemara?
What'd you say?
So how do we read that Gemara according to
Rashi? Rashi's very difficult. That's the Kasha. We have to try to think about an answer. But Lamaisa, that's the way Tosfos reads the Gemara. Tosfos reads Gemara that the Kasha of the Gemara was that what? What's the Kasha of the Gemara? Kasha of the Gemara is if he would have said and the whole thing for the net to be kosher. The only problem with this is, what's the problem that you have with this? What's the problem you should have with this? What's the problem with this? Exactly. I'm thinking right now what Michael said. What does Tosfos say? The Kasha of the Gemara works beautifully. Because if you would have said the funny neck, the whole thing would be fine. He didn't see the second signature. Unless you say, Michael, what you have to say is that he did, and he just joined up with the first guy, and since the first guy said Yadanu, he also said Yadanu. That's what you have to say. You have to say that he saw the second signature, and that he could have said Bafana. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, Tosfos. Or if you have to say that he saw both, you just happen to choose to say Yadanu. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara says, Rava says it's good. Rava says it's 75% it's bad. Rav Ashi says, what are you talking about? The whole thing would be believed. So what you have to say, Michael, it's a great point, is that he did see the second signature. He just happened to join up with the first guy who said, yeah, Donner, he also said that Donner, but he could have said the fun out. And that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now we have to think to ourselves, according to Rashi, why in fact you're going to read a Gemara, okay? But it's a very, very fundamental machlekes, okay? Very fundamental machlekes. Now, I want to just close with this. Leif, just get this last point, please, okay? We didn't have time to do the Pnei Yoshua either. Let me ask you, what is the longest, very quick, in 1 minute, why the Yadati is believed, please get this, and the Yadati would not be. Machlekes Rashi, please. What is the longest as to whether Yadati is acceptable or not acceptable? What do you say? So the Rav Zatzal said as follows, very beautiful. The Rav said that Tosfos holds, like the Rambam, and therefore Yadati is not acceptable. You know why? Because according to Tosfos, you need to identify at the same time that you are the shliach of the husband, and that you are verifying the signatures. What is the quintessential difference between the Fanai and Yadati? The Fana means you were there. You were appointed as a what? As a shliach. And therefore, Tosfos holds that you must combine these whole points. The Chachamim do not believe the shliach on the Kiyum Hashtar unless what? Unless it's an extension of saying you're a shliach of the husband. And Yadati doesn't do that. The Fana does. The Fana says, I'm a continuate, I'm an extension of the husband, and I also want, I also know that these signatures are fine. You have no them on us unless you identify that you're an extension of the husband. The Fana does that, the Adana does not. The Adana just says, I know the signatures. It doesn't connect you and link you off to the husband at all. It's a beautiful Hesper. And that's why Tosfos in the Rambam and Pirkei Avos says that a shliach lo halacha is believed to testify in himself that the Baal appointed. You don't need what? Eidus lakim yadavar. But what the Chachamim hold is you have to combine it together. The ikar of a funny next to your shliach lo husband, the nail you testify in the Kiyum Hashtar. Oh, Rashi holds not that way.
Just get it, Dad? We'll close with this. I'm sorry we went over. What is Rashi hold? Rashi holds no. Yadati is acceptable. You do not have to associate yourself to be the one, the shliach for the husband. Yadati on its own is good. Even the Haggadah stands on its own. You don't have to say it's an extension of being appointed as a shliach. That's a very beautiful heaven that Rav said in the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, whether Yadati is acceptable or not. Okay, we'll stop here.